Parshas Vayeshev is a parsha of dreams. Begins with dreams, ends with dreams, and when we look at the story of the dreams, so the common denominator in all the stories is that we see that everybody's taking dreams very seriously. The brothers are very upset about the dreams. Not that they don't think the dreams are true, but they are upset about them. They have kinah over the dreams. Yaakov is shamar sadavar. He anticipates, he's waiting with excitement for when those dreams will finally be fulfilled. The end of the parsha. So we see that the Sarmashkim, the Sarofim. So also dreams, interest in dreams, want to know the pitaron of dreams, dreams coming true. So I thought it would be an appropriate time to discuss what our attitude is towards dreams. Certainly, there are many sources that indicate that dreams are to be disregarded. We should really pay no attention to dreams. The Tosefta, Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, the first source on the sheet, tells us, Hayim Mitzdayer Eichon Ma'aser Sheni Shel Abba. There was a certain individual who was very concerned. He wasn't sure where the Ma'aser Sheni was of his father. He knew there was Ma'aser Sheni in the house somewhere. He didn't know where it was. Ba'ish Chalom, a certain dream character appeared to him in a dream. Amar lo kach ve'kachen. Go out into the backyard, right by the tree stump, in between the tree stump and the swings. Hein b'makom ploni. Kach ve'kachen b'makom ploni hein. This is not just a theoretical thing. This actually happened. Somebody wasn't sure where the Ma'aser Sheni was. He went and he had a dream. The dream told him, go out into the backyard, dig on the X spot, dig right there, you'll find it. And sure enough, what did he find underground? A nice big wad of cash. So he went to ask the rabbis, what do I do? Is this the money that was the pigeon of Ma'aser Sheni, and therefore it's usher for me to use the money? No, it's okay, it's chulin. You can use the money. Why? Because we don't pay attention to dreams. The words of dreams are not mala, they're not morid, they're insignificant. What's amazing about the story is because obviously the dream isn't insignificant. The dream told him where the money was. He wouldn't have known where the money was. The dream told him. But yet, the Chachamim said, you don't have to listen to the dream, that the dream said that this is the Ma'aser Sheni. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Hayam and Beis, that Tosefta, by the way, is quoted in many Masechtas. It comes up in Sanhedrin, I think it comes up in Horios, it comes up in a couple of places in Shas, that Tosefta is quoted. It's in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed and Aleph, but it comes up in a bunch of places. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Hayam and Beis, Amar of Yishmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Ein Marin Lo Adam Ela Mehure Libo. A person sees in his dreams. These dapim at the end of Brachos speak a lot about dreams. A person only sees in his dreams that which he's maharher in his heart or in his mind. Belibo. Rashi, mashu maharher bayom. What do you dream about at night? That which you thought about during the day. Shneamar quotes two psukim from Daniel that link your ra'ayonot, your thoughts, with your dreams. Amar Rav teida. You should know this. The lo mechabul le inish lo dikla de dava. A person doesn't have dreams about a golden palm tree. Anyone here ever dream about a golden palm tree? Doesn't happen because you don't think about golden palm trees during the day. So guess what? Since you don't think about golden palm trees. You don't dream about golden palm trees. And also, get this image. Velo pila daile bekupa de mechta. No one ever has dreams about elephants climbing through the holes of needles. Why? Because you don't think about that during the day, is Rabba's argument. And this Gemara also seemingly implies that dreams are not significant. Dreams are, you have streams of consciousness during the day, so when finally everything settles down, so your mind goes and plays around with you and it goes through all the different things you were thinking about during the day. There's a very fascinating Mordechai in Bava Kamma, not in Bava Kamma, I typed it wrong, in Bava Kamma. Remez Aleph, the very, very beginning of the Mordechai. He's discussing how you could pay people back with things. Let's say you hire someone to do a certain type of work, and at the end you say, you know what, I'm not going to pay you. I have a chestnut orchard in my backyard. Go into my chestnut orchard and I'll give you chestnuts. Take 5,000 chestnuts instead of $50. So Asochas HaPoel, Lasos Imo B'Tevino B'Kash. He hired him to work with Kash and Tevin. I'm not going to pay you. You just worked all that time with the straw and the hay. So go take as much hay as you want. That'll be your payment. Ain't shomen lo. But Ulamori Rabbeinu Meir. Who are we talking about when we say Mori Rabbeinu Meir? The Maharam Mirutenberg. Ulamori Rabbeinu Meir Nira Bechalom. He had a dream. The Dafka Tevin Bekash. It's only if you tell the guy, take the hay that you're working with, that we don't listen to him and we make him pay. But if he would have said to him, I'm not going to pay you, but go into my fridge and take as much cold cuts as you want. If he says, don't take the hay, but you can go into the field and you can take the wheat, then we would listen to him. And he actually passed in based on this dream. This is what the Mordechai tells us. Says the Shach in Choshen Mishpat, Shin Lamed Hey, Sifkut and Beis. What does the Shach tell us? Shach says, I and Mordechai, she came near a little bit chalom, v'yesh lomar, divrei chalom, os lo mailin v'lo moridin. I know that the Maharam, it's a little bit, a little bit of a theory here. I know, in terms of our discussion, I know the Maharam Paskin based on what he saw in a dream, but I'm telling you that we already know from the Gemara, from the Tosefta and Meister Sheni, that Divrei Chalom Oslo Mailin Velo Moridin, and therefore, doesn't really matter to me what the Maharam dreamed about. You know why the Maharam dreamed about that? Because all day, what was he doing? He was learning the sugya of Kash and Chitin. He was learning Gemara all day. So what do you think he dreamed about at night? He dreamed about Chitin and Seorin and how to pay a poel. Exciting dreams. That's what the Maharam dreamed about. So that's a psak that came out in his dream. These sources, certainly not the Maharam, but the Tosefta and the Gemara and Brachos and the Shach's comment based on the Tosefta, seem to imply that we shouldn't put too much stock in our dreams. You have a dream, Beseder, whatever it is, it's probably nothing to it. However, there are other sources that seem to imply that we put a tremendous amount of weight onto our dreams, and we take them very seriously. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Ki ha de b'nei achtia de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Chazalei b'chalmei. Once, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had some relatives, nephews, and he saw in a dream on Motzei Yom Kippur, debo lemechzar shiva mea dinrei, that they were going to lose 700 dinarim, Oso Shana, Rashi says, in that year. So what did he do? Shachol minayu litztaka. He would, Rashi, call Hashanah, kofen midvarim v'gova mehen staka. Every day he would push them. You know, he would come, oh, by the way, I just have to tell you this horrible, I know this situation, I need some money, can I borrow money for this? Can I get stuck? Every day he would come with a different stop story, and he would collect money. Poshka bayu shivsar dinrei. 17 dinarim left. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rashi tells us, shivsar dinrei shlo nasin l'tztaka v'shevim mea dinarim. Out of the 700 dinarim, there were 17 dinarim left that weren't paid. Ki matam al Yom Kippur, what happened? Shadur debe kesar naktinu. Guess what? The government came knocking on the door. You owe us taxes, 17 dinarim. And the last of the money was taken. I'm with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so they were a little upset because the government starts knocking today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? I'm with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Lo tidchalun, don't worry, don't be scared." Lemifsid Yosef, that don't Rashi says, "Don't be scared. They're not going to come back to you." Shivsar dinar gabaychu shaklunu minaychu. The 17 shekels they took from you, you owed it anyway. I know for sure you were supposed to lose that money anyway. I'm relay minayadas. How do you know? I saw it in a dream. Amar Lev, Amay Lo Amar Lan. Why didn't you tell us before? We would have just given it to you. So Amar Lo, Ki Echad Etagud Mitzvah Lishma. I wanted you to do it Lishma, so I didn't tell you. What do you see clearly in the dream? Certainly Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he gets dreams, he takes the dreams very seriously. There's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, tells us, Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th. Of something. Esh, Dvash, Shabbos, Shena, and Chalom. Esh, fire. Echad Mishishan L'Gehenim. That's 1/60th of Gehenim. Dvash, honey. Echad Mishishan L'Mun. 1/60th of what the Mun was like. Shabbos. Echad Mishishan L'Olam Haba. It's 1/60th of Olam Haba. Shena, sleep. Echad Mishishan L'Misa. And Chalom, a dream. Echad Mishishan L'Nevuah. It's 1/60th of Nevuah. What does it mean, 1/60th? What do we say? Certainly it's telling us that these experiences have some type of relation to the second experience that it's being compared to. The Rambam, if you take a look here in Mor Nevuchim, so the Rambam explains to us that Nevuah is a very tremendous spiritual accomplishment that a person gets. According to the Rambam, you can't just have a random person walking down the street and all of a sudden, poof, he's hit with a prophetic experience. Nevuah is something that develops over time. People have a certain... they're pre-programmed for Nevuah. They have a certain elevated soul that's able to connect to Nevuah. And it only comes after Hashlamas Amidos and perfection of the mind. After a while, a person reaches the level of Nevuah. Besides outright visions of Nevuah, he says that sometimes quiet times of thought are very fertile for producing prophetic experiences, such as sleep. Let's take a look inside. Da, ki amitas ha-nevuah mahuto shefa shofe meis Hashem yisbarach. Nevuah is a flow from Hashem communicating to a person. V'zosia yoter el yonash v'madregos adam. It's one of the greatest accomplishments that a person can have. V'tachlis ha-shlemus asher efshar sh'yimtzu limino. It's one of the most great things that a person is able to accomplish with their life. U'kfar yadata od pula zeh ha-koch ha-medame. And you know how the imaginative faculty works with Nevuah. Imaginative doesn't mean imagining things fake, but it means your creative ability, how it's connected. Ushagdola shepu'ulos v'nechbado shebehem is going to be when it's noach hachushim, will be b'tula mipuloseim, when everything's quiet. Oz yishafe alav k'tzah shefa k'fi achana. Then you'll get a little bit of this divine flow, this Nevuah from Hashem. V'asiba b'chalomos hatzotkos. And this is what's going on when a person has a true dream. This is also what's going on in Nevuah. What's going on in dreams and what's going on in Nevuah, a quieting of the body and the opening to push everything else out, an opening to be able to receive a transmission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except that the difference between Nevuah and a dream is that one is more and one is less. But lo b'min. What does he mean, the lo b'min? So I wrote in, perish be'echos. There's no difference in terms of quality. Nevuah is Nevuah, and dreams are Nevuah. It's just that one is more and one is less. What does that mean? So the Rambam tells us that although a vision of Nevuah and a dream is qualitatively both real hardcore Nevuah, but there's a difference of quantity here. Now, to try to understand what the Rambam means here, perhaps what he means is a little bit of what Rashi tells us in this week's Parsha. When Yosef has his dream about the sun and the moon and everything bowing down to him, what's the problem with that dream in terms of that dream coming true? Ani ve'amecha, what's the problem? His mother is not alive anymore. How's she going to bow down? So Rashi tells us, it's Thursday night, so we probably finished Rishon by now, right? I think this is Rishon or Shani. V'hu Rishon. V'hu lo haya yodeh shadvar magin lebilha shegadalto kimo. That's one pshat. V'rabosenu lamdu mikan shein chalom below dvar metelim. A dream always has mixed in within it things that are not true. Perhaps this is what the Rambam means. A prophetic vision is pure, unadulterated prophecy. A dream has elements of prophecy, and those elements of prophecy are just as prophetic as visions of prophecy. However, dreams also have lots of other stuff mixed in. Lots of other messages that are batala, that are incorrect. And that perhaps is what the Rambam means when he says that there's just a difference of ma'at and of a little bit and more and less. The Rambam actually quotes for us from Bereishis Rabbah, it's on the source sheet, going on to the next slide, that Rav Chanina bar Yitzchak amar gimel novlos hein. There are three novlos. What are novlos? Novlos are fruits that fell off the tree before they finished ripening. So they fell onto the ground, and they're fruits, but they're not yet fully ripened. Gimel novlos. Novlos misa is shena. Novlos nevua is chalom. Novlos olam haba is Shabbos. Interestingly, so what does that mean? That the novla of olam haba. You want to know what a unripened, like not complete version of olam haba is? It's Shabbos. You want to know what an unripened, not complete version of nevua is? It's sleep. Interestingly, just the end of this Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Oven Mosif Od Tartin. Two more. Novlos Ora Shalmala is the Galgal Achama. You want to get a small little feeling of what the light is of Olam Haba? Try to look at the sun. And you want to know a little bit of Novlos of Chachma Shalmala, what real Chachma is? So learn Torah. Learn Torah will give you a small, small little perspective of what the real Chachma is. Chachma of Shamayim. So again, the Rambam, just finishing off the Mor Nevuchim, we won't read it inside, you could take a look, but the Rambam says this is a beautiful mashal for what we're talking about. Because just like the novla is a fruit, it really is fruit. It's just not complete, it's not shalem. So too, a dream really is nevuah. It's just not shalem. It's not a complete nevuah. But what it is, just like the fruit, whatever you've gotten that has ripened so far is 100% unadulterated orange. That's what it is. It's just that it hasn't fully ripened. There are parts that are still green and not yet sweet. But the parts that are purely 100% sweet. You could stick that Tropicana straw in it. It's 100% complete. But, so what's the story with a dream? That's what the Rambam says. It's a perfect comparison. Because a dream also, the parts of the dream that are true are 100% nevuah. Now, we're not going to read it inside. I put it in small letters. The Sefer Shari Kedusha, just to put a Rambam next to a Sefer Shari Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital. So he describes here a little bit about the process of getting nevuah. So for those of you who are interested in a new hobby, you can take a look at the Shari Kedusha. After you read like the first three or four things that you have to do, I'm not sure how easy it's going to be, like getting up at Chatzos Laila every night, and not having any bad midos, who precious be called Adam, afilu binyani Sicha Betela, not talking to anybody ever about Sicha Betela. It's a pretty intense checklist in order to start getting close towards Nevuah. But he tells us that one of the lower levels of Nevuah is, last line, Ki yira bechalamosa binyani asidos, you'll see in your dreams. Once you start connecting to this, you'll start seeing your dreams, things that are going to happen in the future. Now in Halacha, Psak Halacha, because this is all like nice Mor Nevuchim, Shari Kedusha. In Psak Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, dreams are also taken very seriously. We're told in our Chaim, Simin Resh Peches, Mutter Lis Anos Bo, talking about Shabbos, Tanis Chalom, Kedesh Yikra Gizardino. If you get a bad dream on Friday night, you're allowed to fast the next day, Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos. Why? In order to be Korea the Gizardin. What does that mean to be Korea the Gizardin? Means we're taking the dream seriously. You had a bad dream. It probably means that there's something bad going to happen. And you better fast in order to be Korea the Gezar Din. And sure enough, Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Taz, that if a person was Maher Bayom, Chalom Loba Laila, Me'inyin Ahir, if you dreamed it was a bad dream, but you realized that this is what, you know, you were watching a horror movie the whole day, and then, lo and behold, you have, Chucky is slicing up everybody in your family in your dream. Well, I wonder why. You were watching horror movies all day. It's no surprise. So that's not the type of thing that to hear garmzeh below yireyo min hashamayim. This is obviously not a message from Shamayim, if that's what you were mahar about all day. But you see that etzim the halacha and the Shulchan Aruch is taking the dream very seriously. We have a Gemara like this also. The Gemara tells us in Nidarim on Daf Chesam and Aleph, Amar of Yosef, Nidu bechalom. If you have a dream, and in your dream you're in Nidui, you are excommunicated, meaning you did something bad and roy enough to be excommunicated. Tzorech yud b'nei adam lahatir lo. When you wake up, you have to get 10 people to be matir your neder. You're Nidui. Because, l'cha'ora, what does the Ran tell us? It's very possible shebishlichas hamakom niznadet. It's very possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling you that you did something that's deserving of nidui, and that's why you had this dream. So we seemingly have a stira, because we have very explicit gemaras, the Tosefta, gemaras, the Shach writes like that in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, that chalomos ein amaylin velo moridin. They don't really contain much information. They're just hirurei alev. Then we're told in all these other gemaras, in the Rambam, and the Shari Kedusha, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gemara Nedarim, that all of a sudden we're supposed to take dreams seriously. And lo and behold, lest you think that maybe we could say, well, those gemaras are like this, that gemara is Rav Yosef, maybe Rav Yosef doesn't hold to the person, maybe it's a machlokas asugyas. So, the Noda Yehuda had a son. His son wrote a set of tshuvas called Shivas Tzion. And the Baal Shivas Tzion received the question, and the person asking the question, the Shoel, pointed out to him, he asked a question about a dream that he had, and he says, lest you're going to tell me either we take dreams seriously or we don't take dreams seriously, he says, I just want to point out to you that the Rambam paskins like the Tosefta. That if you would be finding a dream, you're told in a dream, go dig 43 feet out into your backyard, 3 feet down, you'll find Meisr money there, and you go and you dig and you find Meisr money, so the Rambam paskins that the money is chulin. And yet, the Rambam paskins, like the Gemara Nedarim, that if a person has a dream that he's in Nidui, he needs to do Hatara. So asks the Shoel to the Shut, Shivas Tzion, what's the deal here? Do we take dreams seriously or do we not take dreams seriously? Why are we being choshesh for the Tosefta that if you find the money in the ground, it's chulin? What do you mean it's chulin? The dream told me that there's money there and I dug and I found the money. We're not going to take the dream seriously about the money being Meiser? And on the other hand, we're taking seriously the Gemara Nedarim that says what? That if you're in Nidoy in your dream, you got to do Hatara, because l'chora you're getting a message from Hashem. So this is the question that the Shoel asks, and the Shivas Tzion, amongst many other Achronim, try to work with this stira. I'm not going to be able to give you all the answers, but I'll give you a quick sampling of some of the answers. The Tashbetz, in his Tshuvas, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, he says that, you know what? There are conflicting reports in Chazal, and therefore it's a suffix. It's a suffix whenever you have a dream, if the dream has some validity to it or not. And therefore, by the Meiser, you found the money. It's your money, you have the money. How are you going to make, we can't because of a suffix make the money into Meiser. It's your money. He says, but when it comes to the Nidoy, so this is suffix Isser, says Isser Beheter, and by that we're able to be Machmir. So we're Machmir, and we tell you to be Machmir and to do Hatara. So this is a very technical answer. This is the answer given by the Tashbetz. The Ben Ish Chai, in his Tshuvas, Rav Paulim, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Beis. First of all, I totally jumped off the Makoro sheet here, sorry. I skipped one or two things, and I actually want to just go back and point out one more thing, that even besides the fact that we have a stira in Poskim, there even seems to be a stira in Psukim. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Heyam and Beis tells us, Shmuel ki avachaza chalma bisha, when Shmuel saw a bad dream, he used to quote from Zechariah. The Pasuk says, v'chalomos hashav yidabu, that chalomos just speak shav, they speak nothing. Ki avichazi chalma tova, when he saw a good dream, what would he say? Ki avichia chalomos hashav yidabru? That's how you should read the pasuk, right? It's a question. But the pasuk says bechalom adabirbo. Hashem says, I speak via dreams. Bechalom adabirbo. So Shmuel, now this is talking about a different sugya that says that the pitaron of a dream goes based on the alapeh. I'm not going to get into that sugya right now. That everything goes based on how you interpret the dream. But we see even in the Psukim we have this theory. I put in here the Shut Shivas Tzion, you can see the question. Now the Shut Shivas Tzion quotes from the Tashbetz. It says, Safek im yesh mamish b'divrei chalomos, v'lakach b'mos meiser sveiko l'kula. Ho'el b'hamos hi b'cheska she'enam u'usar. It's not because of Motzuch HaMarayetz, it's because there's a chazak on the money, that the money is not meiser. Ma she'enkin b'nidu b'chalom, safek yisur l'chomra. That's one pshat. A second pshat, like I said, is given by the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai says a very, very beautiful answer. He says, we know that dreams, going back to the Sira, where we're still working, going back to the Sira now. I just jumped back because I wanted to show you those psukim. Back to the Sira and the Rambam, that the Rambam passes like both, the Rambam also passes like both. So we have the answer so far of who? The Tashbetz. Now, the Ben Ish Chai says something very interesting. He says, we know that all dreams have some batal in them, something not true. All dreams have something not true. So he says, therefore, in the Meiser case, since the location of the money was correct, so it could be the rest of the dream isn't true. We already got the true part, the location. So the rest could be batala. As opposed to the excommunication case, since we don't know which part is going to be true and which one's false, because we haven't been able to, there's no two parts, there's only one part to the dream, we don't know if it's true or false, we're going to have to be machmir and assume that it's true. Also, this is a, it's in Lamed Beis, Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Beis. Also a very interesting answer. I want to share with you a tshuva from the Kloisenberger, written in Union City, New Jersey. Kloisenberger Rebbe in his Shailos and Shuvas, Divrei Yotziv, Chelek Yud, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chelek Yud, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. He says, Hinei, take a look in the source sheet, B'mahusa chalomos amarti mikfar, delav ko an bin shavin. Obviously, not everyone's going to be equal. Eino doma chalomos shel ish pashat lechalomos shel tzadik. He says, it's very pashat. There are different people. Some people's dreams are true, and other people's dreams are not true. And then he says, I'm very surprised that all the people that he's quoted in his tshuva, they're all bringing rayas from these gemaras, from based on Nevi'im and Tanoim and Amoraim, about whether we need to, like people are asking Shilas and saying, like, I had a dream, do I have to? So everyone says, well, in the Gemara of Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was Choshesh for one. And Shmuel, what? He says, well, who are you comparing? You're comparing yourself to Yochanan ben Zakkai? Yochanan ben Zakkai is a tzaddik. So the Chorah, his dreams, had some truth to them. Who are you? You living in Union City, you think that your dreams are true? That's what the Kloisenberger says, to try to work things out a little bit. Now, it doesn't 100% necessarily answer up all the stiras that we mentioned, but it's something that I think has a lot of truth to it, the idea that by the tzaddik, so we perhaps put a lot more weight, like the Gemara that talks about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai taking his dream seriously, it's because Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the truth is that we find that many, many great tzaddikim throughout the generations took dreams very, very seriously. 50 or 55? Anyone know? 55? Okay. So we have a few minutes. So I want to share with you some very, very exciting makoros of people having dreams and taking them very, very seriously. The first one is the Ra'avon, bottom of the source sheet. The Ra'avon was one of the Rishonim, one of the early Bali Tosos from Germany. Mishnas Tuf Tuf Kuf Yud Beis. Someone want to figure out that date for us? Okay. Early 12th century, I would guess. Ira Maisa Shehotzi Chosni. I had a Maisa where my son-in-law, El Yakim, took out Yayin Michavis Likli Katan, Sheshasmi Menu Goy, Yayin Kasher, Fahaya Akli Nesach. He took some wine and he accidentally poured it into a vessel that was used by a Goy, and the Kli had been used for Yayin Nesach. V'sha'alaini im ha'yayin kasher. And he asked me if the yayin is now okay or if it's a problem of yayin nesach. V'yamarti lo yodei atayim hayat kli naguf. Do you know, was the kli that you poured into dry? Or did it have some droplets left of the goyish wine? Omar Hain. He said, yeah, it was dry. V'hitartiv. So I said, okay, so that's munchy, you can drink the wine. V'yom Shabbos hayat. It was Shabbos. V'achar achila. And after lunch on Shabbos, I did what all good Jews do. I took a nap. Yashati. Uba Eli Mori Chami, my Rebbe, my father-in-law, came to me b'chalom, in a dream, during that nap. Vaya Kore, Hashosim b'mizrke yayin, he quoted b'chazire. He quoted a pasuk from Amos that speaks about people eating and drinking non-kosher things. The ani ha'iti mefarish al ha'goyim b'chalom, sheshosim yayin nesach, v'yochlem basar chazir. And I understood that it was referring to Goyim who were drinking Yayin Nesach and eating pig's meat. Uba hakitzosi, when I woke up, hevanti, I understood the message of the dream. Ki hodieni al hayayin shu nesach. It was telling me that Yayin that I had just been matir, just like a few hours ago, is really nesach. Shelo haya kli naguv. That really, the kli wasn't dry. V'nasiti v'lakachti oto kli atzmo, v'hinachti beiz yom v'layla echa v'lo nagav. And I actually took that vessel, and I poured a little wine in it, a few drops, and I let it sit for 2 days and a night, and it didn't dry. V'yadati ki lo yafa hitarti. And I realized then that I did not paskin properly. V'yasarti esayayin, shevichavis, v'hisnesi beiz yomim, v'gama shosimoso. So I ossered all the rest of the wine in the chavis, and I fasted for 2 days, and also all those who drank. So here we have the Ravon taking his dream very seriously. I want to point out one thing, though. Because in general, in Halacha, we have a concept of Loba Shamayimi. We don't paskin based on bas kols. We don't paskin based on dreams. So what's very fascinating is that he didn't just have the dream and then say, okay, so it's usher. He allowed the dream to tip him off that he should reinvestigate the matter. He reinvestigated the matter. He did a test, did an experiment, and then he paskin based on his experiment. Just want to point that out. In the Orza Ruah, we have a very similar story. The Orza Ruah, Rav. Anyone know? Rav Yitzchak of Vienna. Rav Yitzchak of Vienna. The Orza Ruah tells us, also one of the Rishonim, that he heard from Yudah Chosid, Shemar B'loshan Azeh, Kol mi sheyochal balbuta, anyone who eats the balbuta is a kind of fish. That was a big debate if it was kosher. Lo yiska lechal liv yosa. If you want to eat from the barbuta, you're not going to get to eat from Leviathan. Leviathan is the mythical creature that the tzaddikim eat in Olam Haba, whatever it means, lemaisa. So he says, anyone who eats the barbuta is not going to get to eat the Leviathan. In other words, it's not kosher. Well, lemaisa, shenishal amar, v'chein shamati ala emes, Rabbi Ephraim bar Yitzchak, once Rabbi Ephraim bar Yitzchak, v'Regensburg, pam achas hitir oso. He once was brought a barbuta, he looked at the fish, and he said, yeah, it's kosher. Ubo balayla, hivyu lefanov b'chalom. And that night in his dream, he was sitting at a table, and they brought him a plate, malaya shrotzim, a plate filled with shrotzim, creepy, crawling, non-kosher creatures. Bekas al hamedim, he got all angry at the guy who was bringing it and serving it to him in the dream. V'yamalo, lama tzakoes? And the waiter said to him in the dream, why are you so angry? Halo atahu amatir. You're the matir. You're the one who was matir the shrotzim today. What are you getting so upset at me that I'm bringing you a sheretz now to eat? The kasal bala chalom shekach amar lo. When he toch tachikitz, he wakes up. The nisker shehitir balbuta bo bayom. He realized that day he had been matir the balbuta. Miad amar mimitato shiver kol hakaderos. He broke all of the pots and pans that were used to eat the balbuta. Shachlu b'hem. And he said, anyone who doesn't eat will get a bracha. So again, he's paskining. There's a famous set of tshuvas called Shalos and Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, Shit Min HaShemayim of Rav Yaakov Mimarvej, also one of the Bali Tosos. And this whole sefer, we have it. It's in the Otzer Svarim downstairs. Every night before he would go to sleep, well, not every night, but on many nights before he would go to sleep, he would learn a sugya, he would have a shayla, he would somehow be mechavein to dream about the shayla, and that night in his dream, he would get an answer, he would wake up and write it down. We have a whole sefer of Shailos and Shuvas Min HaShemayim that he got in his dreams. Okay, we just have a few more minutes, but so I'll tell you the rest of them outside. We have here from the Smag, the Sefer Mitzvot Gadol. Smag, also one of the Rishonim. He tells us in his Hakdama to his sefer that the reason why he wrote the sefer is because, first of all, he had a dream. And the dream told him that he needs Kum Asa Sefer Torah Mishnei Chalakim. A dream told him to write the Sefer. He had a dream and it was told that he should write a Sefer on Mitzvot. Mitzvot Asay, Mitzvot Los Asay. So he got up and he decided, okay, I'll start writing the Sefer. So he started to write the Sefer. And while he was finishing up the Los Asays, 4 lines in the bottom, he had a dream. And in this dream, he was told, Hinei Shachachta Se'ikar Hishamar Lecha Pintish Kachas Hashem Elokecha. He was told, hey, you forgot about the mitzvah of not to forget Hashem. Not to become a Baal Gaiva and forget about Hashem. And he said, wow, I thought about it. And I said, you know what, Taka, that's something very important. And the Pasuk actually is Mashma, that's a Lo Saseh. So therefore, he writes, I'm including it, even though the Rambam didn't include it in his Sefer, I'm including it because Taka, you know what, it really is one of the mitzvahs Lo Saseh. There's another fascinating story. I won't be able to go through it with you right now with the Mari Ben Lev, but to tell you in a sentence or two, a certain Rav in the 1800s had a dream that this older gentleman kept coming to him with a long beard, kept telling him, you know, giving him messages that he has to do tshuva. So finally in a dream he said to him, what do I have to do tshuva for? So he told him that his forefather had embarrassed the Mari ben Lev. That there was a certain discussion and they got into a fight and this guy hit the Mari ben Lev, and it's his great-great-great-great-grandfather, and he still hasn't gotten into Olam Haba because of it. And the only tikkun he can do is to spend the next 5 years of his life learning all of the Mari ben Lev's svarim. And then the old man says, and I am the Mari ben Lev. So I'm telling you, save your relative. Learn my svarim. And the Mari ben Lev lived 400 years before him. Learn my svarim and your relative will be able to go into Olam Haba. And this Rav writes in his tshuva, in his letter, that therefore I set myself to get the svarim of the Mari ben Lev. And there's a lot of details from the story that I'm leaving out. It's called the Igeres HaChalom. If you want to get, I have a copy of it by my makom, 3 or 4 pages. You're welcome to it. But lamaisa, I want to just conclude with this. The Abarbanel in Parshas Miketz tells us, he lists lots of different factors that can lead to a dream. What we eat, what we think about, and also divine messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Shut Shivas Tzion, he ends off by telling that you should realize that ruba de ruba de ruba de ruba of dreams are not, have nothing true about them. They're completely batala. If a person has a bad dream and he's really, really bothered by it, in general we usually say, you wait to see if the dream comes back. If the dream comes back and it really bothers you, so you can do a Tainus Chalom, you can do Hatavas Chalom, and every once in a while you hang out in yeshiva long enough, so we'll come across someone wants to do Hatavas Chalom, someone will do a Tainus Chalom. But in general, the yesod is that dreams have a lot of Dvarim B'Teilim in them. They go based on what you think about during the day. And maybe once in a while a dream has a small amount of truth to it. The Ritva ends off here, that Afal Pish V'Dvarim D'Alma Amru Chachamim Divrei Chalomos L'Malam V'Lamarin. And even though generally we say that dreams are not significant, he says still, Mikol Makom Kishabalo Hisoris B'Chalom Al Inyani Atzmo. If you have a dream about yourself, and it has an impact on you. If you see that you're scared, so you should do something about it. Obviously, the best way to combat anything is to do tshuva and to try to take to heart, to think about what we can improve about ourselves and to make ourselves better people. Have a great Shabbos.